Good morning, Mr. Chapman.
Morning.
Your business, Columbia Clean Power, uses clean coal technology to produce metallurgical coke, which is used in the steelmaking process. So can you explain, for those of us unfamiliar with the term, what's meant by clean coal technology?
Well, essentially, the business that we have in Columbia is divided into two parts. One is the production of the coal itself, which is used to produce the coke, and the second part is obviously the actual coke production. The coal that we produce will be put into a Chinese-designed coking facility, and you're probably aware that effectively you're making coke by heating up the coal in an anaerobic environment to create the actual coke that you're then using in the steel blast furnaces.
Right.
What we will do, what the intention is to do here is that the traditional systems which are used in Colombia, pretty much in the central part of Colombia, where quite a bit of coking coal is mined from very small family-type operations, they're coked in beehive-type ovens, literally very basic brick ovens, which the technology almost dates back to Roman times. And as a result of that, they produce quite a lot of emissions and pollution, which is obviously not something that we want to do. So what we're doing is bringing a much cleaner system into being, which not only will capture the gases that are produced during this process and either reburnt or scrubbed so the emissions themselves as a whole are lower, we can also capture the heat that is generated to be more efficient, because that heat can then be used to generate power to feed the other parts of the businesses. So essentially it's a much more controlled system with a very carefully designed ovens to suit the type of coal we're using in them, and essentially not allowing emissions to go into the atmosphere.
Okay, so you touched on the technology. Maybe we can just talk about it a bit more. It's called Clean Type Vertical Heat Recovery Coke Oven. It's a bit of a mouthful, but it was patented in China, and there are actually 12 coking plants in China using it. So can you explain to us how the technology works?
Essentially, it's using a vertical oven. The coal is fed into the oven from the top, and obviously falls down through into the oven and fills up the oven to the required level. There'll be a great number of these ovens in any one facility. Mm-hmm. And it creates an optimum environment within. There's a lot of research being done into the design of the actual coke oven itself, so that the flow through of the heat and the direction of the gases within it is optimized. So either the feeding of oxygen and air into the system, so that we are getting a much more even coke process. And it results in a quality of coke which is far more consistent. One of the problems that tends to happen in the smaller, old-fashioned ovens is that the coke itself will vary in quality depending on where it was positioned in the oven, and therefore the heat and the effect of the actual coking process within the oven. Obviously, near the walls, it could be cooler on an old-fashioned system. And also, as the coke has to be manually raked out of those ovens, as opposed to a system in this new technology where the doors can be opened and the coke block pushed out as a sort of a continuous single block. During the old processes, a lot of fine material is created, which is difficult to sell and isn't suitable for use in blast furnaces. So the result is that you finish up with a system which produces a better quality coke. It uses less material in what you're trying to do in terms of the coal that you put into it. And we can recycle about 75% of the water that's needed during the process. And as I mentioned earlier, we capture the heat, which we will then use to generate electricity to feed the rest of the plant for its uses.
Right. So the technology is not only more efficient, but better for the environment. I'm wondering why you decided to go to Colombia. You mentioned that their technology is not particularly advanced in the production of coking coal. So why did you decide to start your business in Colombia?
We've looked over the years at a number of opportunities which take coal away from just being a traditional commodity that's being mined and produced into developing into something else, which is a higher value and also potentially more environmentally friendly. Coking coal is obviously a primary high-quality product around the world, and you may have seen recently that there's been a takeover of a Mozambique company by Rio Tinto, valued at $4 billion,
yeah,
primarily because it gives access to coking coal. So coking coal is a commodity that's pretty well sought after. obviously the flip side of that is that there isn't a great deal of coke, or there's not as much coke and coal in the world as we tend to think there is, or would like there to be. Obviously 50% of our world's production coming out of, alone out of Queensland. So there are not many countries. Mozambique is a country with coke and coal. There are sort of isolated deposits in various other countries. Canada produces it. But Colombia has got quite significant resources of coke and coal, but they haven't traditionally been mined on any great scale and certainly not really exported, partially because in the past, prior to this, the sort of price rises that we've seen over the last 5 or 6 years, it was quite difficult to get the coal out on an economic basis, bearing in mind these deposits were about 600 kilometers from the coast, but not too far from a major river which flows through the middle of Colombia, so it gives us opportunities to take coal or coke out through that major river. So it's a combination of the fact that there is quite a significant resource base in Colombia of coke and coal. The quality of the coke and coal is extremely high compared to, just take another example out of Mozambique, if you wash the coal in Mozambique to produce a 10% ash coke and coal, you probably finish up with about a 30% yield. Mm. Where some of the preliminary results we're getting out of our areas that are under exploration at the moment would indicate we actually have coal that has 5 or 6% ash raw basis. So it's a much, much higher quality product. The caveat to it is that some of the mining conditions are more challenging. It's relatively thin seams and they're quite steeply dipping. But it has been mined in this part of the world for many years, and we're not going to make radical changes to the technology of the mining. We're simply going to enhance it and make it a much more safer operation and be able to tap into the existing skills that are here. So it's really a combination of it's good resources, it's in an environment now or a market where the logistics can be handled quite successfully to produce a product which is highly saleable on the market.
So let's talk specifically about what you're planning to build in Colombia. I understand it's a 200,000 ton per year coke plant with an estimated life of 25 years. You recently completed a feasibility study done by Hong Kong Dongxi, coal chemistry engineering consultancy and management. So if you could sum up, what were the findings of the study?
Right. The first plant is the 200,000-ton coke plant, as you say. It will feed in 300,000 tons of coal, which will be a standard sort of plant size. We envisage a number of these plants being built over the years, so it wouldn't just be a single one. And, in fact, there is also plans for the company for an energy park, which would look at, we're still planning this, obviously, but look at using coal in different ways to produce things like urea and methanol, which can be high-value products. So, but the first stage of this journey is very much this initial plant. As you say, we've recently completed a study by the Chinese company that we were working with. And in essence, it was that this what we have in Colombia is an ideal scenario for the production of coke using their technology. The coal that we have allows us an opportunity to blend a number of different coals together to put a continuous type of product into the process itself. So we have plenty of coal in the nearby areas around where we'll probably site the plant. The qualities in terms of things like the volatiles and the chemical characteristics of the coal fit very well into the range of tolerances within the actual design systems itself. And it's you know, the coal, the availability of the coal and the availability of water and the availability of land really all combine together to produce what appears to be a very satisfactory project.
Okay. So, as you say, initially, a 200,000-ton per year facility. To produce that amount of coke and coal, you're going to need to mine a lot of coal. So, understand that in addition to being in the clean coal business, you're also in the business of coal mining. So, how do you plan to go about mining the coal and transporting it to the plant?
Yeah, as you said, we need about for each one of these plants, we need about 300,000 tons of coal per year. Which is a reasonable amount of coal, given the types of mines that we're dealing with, and which I suppose in this part of Colombia would typically vary in size from a few hundred tons per month to perhaps 10,000 tons per month, with an odd more sophisticated mine perhaps producing 20 or 30,000 tons per month at the moment. So we are in a regime of fairly small mines. But by most standards, this is a fairly modest type of coal production. Obviously, it doesn't compete with the major thermal coal mines with many millions of tons being produced in the northern part of Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a full mining team on board. We have identified several projects at the moment, some of which are in true greenfields, and developing those from scratch. But however, with the caveat that because we are dealing with coal seams that dip reasonably steeply, it gives us access to the coal very easily. In other words, the coal comes to surface in an outcrop, and therefore most of these initial mines will be accessed through outcropping with many of the shafts per se or anything like that. So it's a relatively easy coal and a mining opportunity to get ourselves into. So we have a full mining team who will be working on that both in the greenfield and also taking and acquiring or partnering in some cases with small existing mines, which typically are constrained by capital issues that they can't really invest in the mines in the right way, taking those mines through without radically changing the technology, but taking those mines through into much more improved efficiencies, better mine design, and certainly much safer working conditions. So with the teams we have in terms of the skills on board, we're well covered to deal with the actual mining activity itself.
Right, okay. And it's probably no accident that you have a Chinese consultant working on this project with you, given China's appetite for resources. So is China actively looking at Colombia as a place to source coking coal?
Well, I think in general terms, China certainly looks very interested in Colombia for many reasons. And certainly some of the conferences we've recently been to have highlighted the fact that Colombia is committed to developing a much wider infrastructure network in terms of road and rail, and certainly barging, and we understand that many of the Chinese companies will be very interested in both financing and dealing, developing these projects. So China's got, a strong interest in Colombia anyway. In terms of actual coking coal, I think that they're, at this stage, it's probably a little early for them, given the sort of requirements in terms of pure tonnage that the Chinese would require. Thermal coal has been shipped from Colombia into China, even though it is a very long sail of around 44, 45 days,
mm-hmm.
probably one of the longest sails in the world, I should think. I think at the moment, the size of the production rate in Colombia in terms of for met coal is probably restricting the interest of Chinese purely coming in. But I think as this industry develops, and it will develop as more people like ourselves come in and put resources into it, and as the infrastructure and the logistics improve, then I would fully expect the Chinese to start getting pretty serious about looking into accessing both coking coal and coke out of Colombia.
Okay, so in the initial stages then, who would be the main customers for Colombian coking coal?
We probably look regionally. We are obviously Colombia is well-placed in terms of feeding both into the States, potentially into Europe, but certainly markets in Brazil where we've already been pretty active in establishing the nature and size of that market would suggest that those are the most likely initial scenarios. But it is important to bear in mind Colombia does sit on both the Caribbean or the Atlantic coast and the Pacific coast, and port facilities are being planned for the Pacific side of the country, which could give it a significant advantage into Asia in the future.
Absolutely, yeah. Okay, so if all goes well in Colombia, would you consider expanding your operations in that country or perhaps going elsewhere in Latin America or even the U.S.?
I think we'd certainly look at it in Colombia for sure. The best coal in Latin America really sit within Colombia and Venezuela. Obviously, Venezuela is a politically challenging place to go, but because really the coal fields actually straddle both countries, so effectively it's pretty much the same coal that you're dealing with. So Colombia will remain very much a focus of growth. We believe there's a great deal of potential to grow significantly over the next few years. I think that will cover most of the Latin American side of the business. I think in the U.S., it's probably, in all honesty, a little more challenging to go in there. I think there are opportunities, in the sort of Appalachian side of the country, but I think we would probably be seeing ourselves as Colombian, and hopefully one day, if Venezuela were to change its characteristics, go into that country as well.
Okay, and what are the next steps for the company?
Well, we're sort of headlong, if you like. I suppose not quite the right word, but we're flat out with exploration projects underway. We have a number of geologists out in the field. Drill rigs are operating as fast as we can at the moment, so we're moving through the geological exploration phases. We would hope to have very small amounts of coal being produced by the end of this year, and then really ramping up through the next 2 or 3 years to the size of production that we want. At the same time as that, keeping ourselves aware of developments that would opportunities that exist on the sort of more developed mines or existing mines, and adding those into a portfolio. So it's very much at the beginning of a portfolio building period. And it's a very busy time for everybody on board, and we're looking forward to our first coal coming out by the end of this year.
Excellent. Well, I wish you luck with that. It looks like a very exciting project.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.